This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey everyone, this is Jerof Wallo, the host of the comment section. And before we get into this week's very fun, very special, very awesome episode, I want everyone here to give Rockstar Energy Drink a big thank you, Rockstar Energy Drink, for being the sponsor of this week's episode, specifically Rockstar Energy Drink's new Rockstar Focus. And I want to tell all of y'all that it was truly fate that this episode came together, and I'm so incredibly thankful for my two very funny, very hilarious, very annoying guests. Thank you so much, Rockstar Energy Drink, for being the best. I love you so much. Enjoy the episode. Bye.
I said, Cooper, what cologne do you wear? And he said, oh, I don't, it's just like, I don't know, my mom gets it for me. And I go, oh yeah, but like, what is it? And he goes, I really don't know, my mom gets it for me. Every time I get a chance being like, Cooper, do you even know like what the bottle looks like? You know? And but I'm trying to play it cool. And he's like, oh yeah, I don't remember, man. And literally I'm being so persistent because I think I'm being coy, you know? And then finally I go, I need to know what cologne you wear.
And you're gonna tell me now.
And he goes, if I tell you, will you just stop talking to me? And I go, yeah.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your fave. Everybody knows me. Who gives a fuck about me? Today I have an unbelievably requested episode. And by requested, I mean like from me only. It's Brittany Broski and Caleb Heron.
Cheers. Oh, wait, cheers. Hey, cheers for real.
Cheers to a damn good time.
Hey, can I make a toast?
Yeah. I wish you would.
Now, here's to the nights we'll never remember.
With the people we'll never forget.
Cheers to y'all. Cheers to y'all.
Big
cheers.
Uh-oh.
Cunting.
Well. I fear she cunted.
Say the one you said before we started.
It's time to cunt.
Say the one you said before we started, Brittany.
What did I say?
You said it was a JFK reference.
Oh, I said she shot the mother bullet that killed John F. Cunton.
Yeah.
Tell what you wanted.
My favorite movie. My favorite movie, Goodwill Cunton.
Goodwill Cunt. I just started changing all of the breakfast cunt. Anyways, welcome back to the show. My very first repeats.
Hey.
Second time.
And you know who we're missing? Leo Gonzalez.
Leo. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Where are you, honey?
He's banned from the building.
We forgot about him.
Yeah. I saw his picture up around the security booths, and they said, don't let this man in.
Yeah, it said wanted shoplifter.
Yeah. He was stealing from the studio.
I'm sure he was. Yeah. I can't prove it, but...
God bless his heart.
I still told them to hang up the signs regardless, just in case.
Kleptomaniac freak.
Welcome back to the show. Brittany and Caleb are two of my most popular episodes to date.
Oh my God.
And have you got a royalty check?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got home the other day. There was a Ferrari in the driveway. It was from Drew.
That's real sweet.
Yeah.
And then really I sent Brittany vibes.
Brittany, let me. No, she did it to be mean because she knows my big ass can't fit in those cars.
I said, you can't. I guess I'll drive it home.
No, I'm a fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I hate that. Well, thanks for coming back, y'all. Your jerseys are hanging in the rafters, all stars.
Wow. It's a pleasure to be here. I feel like I'm home again.
Our 4XL jersey. 4XL Shein jersey.
Hold on, not too much on the sizes. Not too much on the size of the jerseys there. You're getting a little too small to be talking like that. You better put some pounds back on before you implicate me in a 4X bit.
Trust and believe.
It will happen.
Am I not a 4X? You want to check the tag on my underwear?
Yeah.
Let's check it then.
Get in there. See what you find.
Don't mind the skinny.
I just pulled my fucking pants down.
I'll show hole on this episode.
And?
Are those cameras 4K? You aren't going to like what you see.
The light bars set up and everything. Yeah. Softbox.
Oh my God,
lighting.
A beautiful hole shot from me at the end of the episode. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
And then I'm going to do a voiceover like National Geographic.
The predator moves in on his prey.
It's Brittany just moving towards me with a couple fingers. No, we got to cut that off.
Two in the pink, one in the stink. Now, where is Caleb's pink? I only know about a stink.
I don't have one, y'all. And it makes me feel, fuck, I'm going to fucking cry. No, I'm gonna fucking cry because I feel so out of place with y'all. Like, I'm literally like a man in this space.
You mean
like...
Caleb gender dysphoria?
Oh, shut up.
I'm sure you have a pink somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll get in there and I'll
everything
look.
Down there is.
Let me in there.
I'm willing to get my hands dirty for that.
You put on gloves up to your elbows. Let me in there.
I'm gonna pull my sleeves
why,
up.
Why, yada, yada. Let me at him.
Fisticuffs.
Let's go. I think I would fight y'all if I had the opportunity.
I would lose.
You think? Y'all I think Brittany would start down. Laughing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Y'all would beat my ass to the point where I would have to be permanently hospitalized. Yeah.
She'd be like, no.
You would beat my ass. I've seen the videos of you in the gym and I go, I'd lose.
Yeah.
Because I'm not strong, I'm just big.
Which is a strength.
Yeah.
I think
being big is a strength.
Yeah. The pen is your sword.
Oh, God.
That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
Your wit.
My
I think
wit?
That's more than enough.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, that brings me to my first point of the show. Thank y'all so much for being on. I think y'all wanted, in the text messages, y'all said that you wanted to compliment me straight to camera, right?
I think that was in the show notes.
Was that, I think, where are the producers? Didn't we have in the show notes that was, compliment Caleb straight to camera for 3 minutes each? Well, this is terribly humiliating, but go ahead.
Okay, if you really
we wouldn't
want
to make you uncomfortable.
No, I'll get through it.
Obviously everyone on this show knows that I'm the biggest fan ever of both Brittany and Caleb. I'd be doing PR for y'all.
It's true.
Technically speaking.
It's true.
For free.
And we're actually running the book tour.
Yeah. Mm. It's like my invoices are unanswered as of right now, but don't worry, I'll keep sending them. But.
When your team texted Brittany and I on a group message and said, will you guys do security for Drew's book tour? I will say there was a moment of a side chat where we said, hold on, is that offensive?
Is that racially profiling?
Is that racially profiling?
Yes, racially or body profiling?
And. Yeah. Well, you Southern, big white people from the... Yeah, so you said, and Brittany and I said, you know what? That's our girl. Let's do it.
We'll do
yeah.
it.
And we're going to do it.
Well, and let's your resume was just that picture of you in front of Aaron Carter. Is that who it was?
You know about this, don't you?
He bounced for this? Aaron Carter.
I bodyguarded this? For Aaron Carter one night.
Yeah.
Is this like... There's...
Ask any question you have.
Hello?
If I can talk.
Oh, take your time. Hold on.
No. Come back.
Wait,
come
hold
back.
On.
Brittany, where'd this you is go? My, this my impression of Brittany just now.
Is
a stroke mid-sentence.
She's short-circuited. Jesus.
She the thought of you being a bodyguard literally made her short-circuit for a second.
Well, something's in this DP, girl.
Oh, we're drinking DP in the mugs.
We're doing DP.
Sorry, that's just the perp.
Full sugar.
Don't mind this.
Don't mind this. Have y'all seen that fucking tweet that's that white girl who tweeted and she said, lean is a drug? You know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
Whatever, let's move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was me.
Okay, you bodyguarded for fucking Nick Cannon. I don't want to say
Aaron Carter. No. Whatever.
If I bodyguarded for Nick Cannon, I'd have a kid by now.
At least two.
I'd be pregnant.
He would have found a way to impregnate you,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm always trying to get somebody to impregnate me. I would love to carry.
Well, what are you doing after this?
Would you get me pregnant?
If I could be a deadbeat mother.
I don't see any other way.
Was
oh, honey, I wouldn't
option?
Have you involved in the kids' life. Are you kidding? No.
That's true. That's valid. Okay, well, tell me the story. I don't know this
story. Well, I bodyguarded for Aaron Carter. It was one night I was in college,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he was coming to campus, and he didn't have a security detail. And
crazy.
So, for sure. And
who's biggest, gayest guy we know?
Yeah, they said, who's the biggest faggot in 3 square miles? They said, who do we have?
That's with any place you go. That's going to be top spot.
That's
big dog.
That's me.
You.
I'm big dog. I'm king shit on Big Dick Mountain everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. And so me and my buddy on the Student Activities Council, they said, well, he needs security. And I said, I'm on it. We walked around campus all day with walkie-talkies pretending to, like, you know, scout the place. And then, I bodyguarded him all night. He kissed me on the forehead.
Aww.
It was beautiful.
And you made passionate love.
It was beautiful.
In front of the audience.
No, the audience did want to fuck him, though. Isn't that funny? I mean, he really, because it was well past his time.
Yeah.
But they really wanted to, the girls were doing a nostalgia horniness.
They were
into
it.
Which is such a powerful horniness.
I feel that way about Jesse McCartney.
Really?
Do you? Were y'all Jesse girls?
Not really, no.
Oh, Beautiful Soul?
Beautiful Soul. I like the song.
Or how about, but I speak Spanish, Japanese.
Stop French. Talking definitely makes sense.
Hey,
a body language. Come on.
I know.
Oh, I was in it. I loved it. I love the
music.
I know
that song because he had a lot of big booty girls in that music video.
He did.
Shaking ass.
And we were, what, 9?
And I was like, oh, I'm into it. Okay. Okay, just McCartney with a little flavor. Okay.
I think I know the moment that my grandma figured out I was gay, because I was at her house for Thanksgiving, and I was like, I want to show you a song that's really important to me. And she was like, okay. And I took her over to the desktop computer, and I put on Beautiful Soul. And I was singing along, and I was like, I don't want another
piece. She's like, gay.
I'm looking back, and I'm like, to home, I'm
going. And you know? Nana, look, I choreographed something to it as well.
I'm like...
Your body rolling.
You know, and literally.
You're doing a heels dance.
I'm square dancing.
You have knee pads on.
Yeah.
Wildebeest. With the playground.
Hold on, not too much on wildebeest.
Dance
What's
play.
Happening? What's happening with wildebeest? I slide in the knee pads, I pull a chain, water comes down. In my grandma's kitchen.
So you have some shoe dazzle heels on.
Yeah. And she watched the whole thing and she went, that's nice. What is shoe dazzle heels?
You don't remember shoe dazzle?
Shoe dazzle was a shoe subscription service.
What?
And they were the world's ugliest shoes.
Oh.
I wore some to my sweet 16.
Yeah. And guess what do you know about Just Fab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Fab online. Of course
100%.
I know.
Some of the worst blisters you could ever think of in your life.
They're literally shoe subscription like websites, and they were the gaudiest, most like Jersey Shore type heels.
Is this an intergenerational gap that's happening here? How old are y'all?
You're the same age as me, bitch.
I'm like, Just Fab. I've never heard of these things in my life.
And she's a fetus compared to us.
Yeah.
I am very, very young.
Yeah.
You're developmentally very far behind us.
Yeah, I would say you are a lot further behind us.
Because I got a big forehead, that's fucked.
You advocate for yourself, though. When we all went to dinner the other night, you said, can we just pick a restaurant that has pictures on the menu?
Because words are hard, and I don't want to do that.
And I thought that was, I was like, stand up for yourself, girl.
Advocate, no. But advocate for yourself, that's important.
What does advocate mean?
Yeah.
Could you spell it for me?
Yeah, use it in a sentence.
Use it in a
sentence.
Dude,
us, the first time we all got dinner together, I thought that it was funny because you group text us. And then you were like, if you bitches don't answer me, I'm going to send a bomb to both of your houses. Like a couple days had passed and neither of us had responded.
I appreciate that.
Me
in
too.
A friend
I need to be held at gunpoint.
Me too. Yeah. And it's a quality about myself that I'm trying to work on of trying to be better about responding and not ghosting people because I do it to both of you. And I will admit
and
that.
And Caleb's like, okay, well, let me know when you start working on it.
When is class one?
Hey, let me know when you start that
journey.
When
the program kicks off, give me a holler.
Go ahead and hit me up, girl.
I was going to say, you're good. Both of y'all are good about like, and I said, you'll double text me.
Oh, here, I'll triple, quadruple text.
Yeah.
I'll literally at her in our group chat. You know, you, like it tells you extra like, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
Hello.
Or sometimes she'll respond to memes on Instagram and I'm like, hey, oh, go ahead and hop over to that group chat. Answer the other fucking 30 questions I asked you.
Oh, I'm glad you're having fun on Instagram. Let's, let's pick up the phone and check out the text messages. How about?
I'm working on it, y'all.
Well, as everybody here knows, I'm sure, the three of us have never been together on the same pod before. So this is
legally
truly,
we have not been allowed to.
Yeah, the restraining orders made that a little difficult.
Yeah, the courts just lifted the embargo. And we were allowed into Brad Studios.
And we're going stupid, going crazy.
Yeah.
Wild Thornberries.
That is how it sounds when we all hang out. We go to dinner.
100% gay nonsense. I feel bad for every server who's ever encountered us.
Yeah. I know when we went to dinner the first time, like a few months ago. Remember when we left, the hostess was like, man, you guys were laughing all night. I was like, is that derogatory?
She was like, you guys were laughing all night. It felt like it had a little bit of like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
she's
like, yeah, go ahead and get the fuck out of here, by the way.
Yeah.
At dinner, Daisy said that was the first time the three of us ordered sodas. And she was like, oh, I'm good with water. And then Caleb was like, wait, you think you're fucking better than us? And then she got a soda.
Yeah, well.
Grow up and order the DP, dude.
And then she necked it before the rest of us. You're all, oh, didn't want a soda, huh?
By the way. Yeah.
Didn't want one.
Downed it like a cartoon character sucking on a cactus in the desert. just fucking ate that
like
shit
Popeye
up.
With spinach.
Here's what I'll say about me bullying Jason into getting a soda. Something people are scared to say this. Bullying works. Bring it back.
Bring back shame and bullying. What do you think got me this show in the first place?
That's what I'm saying.
Period. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Now we get to terrorize people for a living.
And I love that.
Well, you terrorize them by being annoying. Both of you.
That's very true.
Both of them.
Mine's being mean.
I terrorize them live in person. I say, buy a ticket. Come out. I'm going to be horrible to you.
And they do. And
it is truly at a Caleb show. It's like seals in an audience.
That's how I feel in the audience.
He's like, and you're ugly and you're fat.
We went and watched Caleb because I did an opening five for Caleb's
show.
First time doing stand-up, and Caleb trusted me to do it. And I said, okay, well, I did bring a gun, so... Hope that's cool with you.
Someone's going out. I don't know if it's me or someone in the audience, but
suicide.
Just in case it bombs, I have a plan B. Yeah. Just so everybody knows.
I did not allow you to do a set on the show. I begged you for months to do a set anywhere.
Yeah.
And then you came and did a phenomenal set. You were very good at it.
Thank you very much.
Did you have fun?
I had honestly a blast. I was telling him it felt like something completely different from like doing TikTok or whatever. Doing comedy online is very different. So the feeling was awesome.
It's a rush.
But I was nervous as fuck. I'm never nervous for work stuff, but I was really nervous for that.
Because you were a theater kid adjacent, right?
I did theater in school, but not a lot of it because I was an athlete too.
It's that feeling of like
being
on a stage where you can't see the audience and it's just the lights and it's like, okay, I hope I remember what I was going to do, but I don't. And it's like also... They're there to see you because they love you. Yeah. So that's it's a pat on the back, too.
Yeah.
Brittany remembers that feeling from when she was in high school and she played the grandma in the Addams Family.
Period true. And that is a truth.
At Keller High School, I've seen pictures. I found pictures.
And did I win a Kelly Award? Yes, I did.
Yes, you sure did. At Keller ISD in Texas.
Brittany told me, she's like, every time I was in theater, they always made me like an old lady or a man.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I did experiment with cross dressing at one point in my life.
Yeah, for art. Which is so beautiful.
And then I started doing it behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And that's drag.
And that's drag,
and
mom.
That's drag.
This is like such a random story, but when I was in fifth grade, we did this project where you had to do like, it was like a human wax museum. So you had to pick someone that you admire in history, do like a little paper on them, and then back to school, and then you had to dress like them, write like a minute monologue, and then like pretend you have a button, and then someone would press it, and then you'd have to recite the monologue. No one ever guesses because it's just the most absurd pick in the world.
Who did you pick?
I picked King George III, which is the worst king in English monarch history.
Why
one of them.
Did you pick
King Curl? Why?
I don't know. I don't know why I picked him. And I remember I was the only girl who cross-dressed. Yep. I was the only one who picked a man. And also, I did not pick someone I admired I don't know why. Like, my teacher literally called my mom and was like, I feel like she should pick somebody else. Like, let's look into him a little bit more. I feel like she should pick somebody else.
She's steadfast in her decision?
Yeah, my mom was like, well, does she really want to do it? And then she was like, yeah. Like, she told me, I have all the material prepared because I did. And she was like, then just let her do it. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I did.
Did you just like, hey, Noelle, it's Miss Blake. Drew's being all dykey with it. Jury's out on Dayson, but it's not looking good over there.
Oh, dude. Sometimes I look back at my sister's crushes, I'm like, lesbian.
Yeah.
She's so gay, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, some of the people she liked, I'm like,
Like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. That was such a big, like, anybody, when someone was like, Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement, if it was a girl, I was like, you're gay.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're gay.
You know what was another one is, I had some gay cousins who had a similar thing, who loved Artie from Glee.
That's their fave.
And I was like, interesting.
Of all the men on that show, huh?
That is interesting.
Hey, no worries. And all right.
And we love you. How you are?
Hey. How you are? No worries.
How you are?
God
yeah,
damn.
Yeah, it's like, that's okay. Just not in front of me.
Yeah, just, whatever you do in the privacy of your home.
Yes. And I remember I was King George III.
Do you have a fact for us about King George III that you remember?
The only one I really remember is that he was one of, if not the worst, English monarch. Like, he tanked the economy. Everybody hated him. He refused to die. And he, like, went insane. Like, on the throne, he went insane, and he refused to relinquish.
You said, I'm low-key fucking with
it. And I was like, and you know what? That's tea. Hey. Maybe he's onto something.
We got motion, twin.
Perseverance.
Yeah.
He and I are not alike, because I'll tell you, as soon as the opportunity to die presents itself, I'm taking it. I will not fight. When you see,
I'm jumping on it.
Oh yeah, when you see people coming out of comas and they're like, she's a fighter. I'm not. I'll go.
Go
no
ahead
worries.
And let me go.
Yeah, I've had a good time, but I'm not begging to stick around. You know what I mean?
You do strike me as like Gil from Finding Nemo. Just okay. like, just who, been who through that? It. The hot scarred one. That's the that's the fish that people say they're attracted to.
I know that's fucking right. Exactly. I know that's fucking right.
There you go.
I wish I had a face scar. God, I would work that.
Drew's nails can make it happen.
God, I would work it. Y'all cut me. Y'all cut me on the show.
I'm like, I don't need that. Pull out a knife.
Comedically large sword.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, four cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
Sometimes I look at my past when I was like a child and I'm like, yeah, I needed attention bad. So this makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I needed that.
Anything to be different.
Yeah, and literally anything at all.
Did, well,
you, guys,
stand out.
Like, did you guys have any memories like that when you were kids?
I'll tell you what. I got one.
Let's hear it.
Every day for about 2 years, I refused to wear anything except for cowboy boots with a full Kansas City Chiefs windsuit and a little cowboy hat. And here's what I would do to play. This was my play, okay? This was my play. I was like 7. I would go out in the yard with a shovel, and I would dig in a ditch for a couple hours. I would just dig around. I'd move dirt around.
What the fuck?
And I'd go inside all dirty and sweaty, and my mom would be like, how was work today?
Why are you cosplaying blue collar?
Girl, the way I would go in the house dirty, I'd be like rolling up my sleeves. I'd be like, can I get some water? She'd be like, yeah, she needs some water. And my coworkers were all imaginary, named after country music stars. I'd be like, oh, me, Kenny, Chesney. Me, Kenny.
By the way.
Me, Kenny, Chesney, Tim McGraw. I said, me, Kenny, and Tim got about as much done as we could out there today, but it was a hot one. And my mom would be like, I know
serious?
That's right, but I'm dead ass serious.
What are you doing? Physical labor.
Reba's gonna wring my neck in the morning.
I'm dead. See, Reba's gonna have my ass. I would go out there and dig ditches, and I would just dig all day long, and I'd go inside. My mom, who's actually a single mom working multiple jobs, by the way, would have
She's
to like...
She's like, I actually got enough going on.
She would have to like play along to my little bits. We're gonna see if she answers me right now. Tell me I'm not kidding.
Please.
Oh my God, answered on the first ring. Pathetic. Hey, mom.
I don't have a life.
She said, I don't have a life. Oh, girl, okay. Hey, you're on a podcast, so...
Hi,
Mom.
Hi.
My friends Brittany and Drew are here. Do you want to say hi?
How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a quick question. You're on camera and audio. Well, you're on audio. When I was a kid, did I dress up in cowboy boots and a full Chiefs windsuit for like a year or two straight?
Yeah. And I had to basically wait for you to fall asleep and take it off of you. So
and what would he do in the windsuit when he was playing?
Yeah, what would I do in the yard when I was playing with Kenny and Tim?
You did all sorts of stuff with Kenny and Tim.
Okay, not being very specific. Mom, the content's better if you say specific things.
You talked to them. I had to set a plate at the table for
them. She had to set a plate at the table for them?
Yeah, for Kenny.
I would
never make me for Kenny, but I had to for Kenny. I guess Kenny didn't deserve to eat.
That's
would I or would I not go out and like play in the dirt and pretend that we had worked like a long, hard day?
Working outside with Timmy, and here I had worked a 12-hour shift.
What'd I say? All right, I love you, girl. You have a good one, okay?
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
She's like, yeah, here I am fucking toiling over three jobs, by the way.
By the way, a nurse. Nurse. And she has to handle me coming in being like, where's the water, bitch?
God, and dinner's not ready?
Yeah, on the table, bitch, you know.
Oh, my
she was
God.
Tickled pink by that. Did you hear her at the end? She loved that. Yeah, she's down bad. She's down bad. She stands me hard.
I like how you were cosplaying blue collar work.
Oh,
you're
couldn't
a
help
mine
it.
Coal.
Because
yeah.
you knew
miner.
You would never.
No, I knew then. I was like, this is about as dirty as it's going to get for me.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, I'm all about the pageantry of hard work, but not the actual hard work.
Stolen
like
valor.
Like physical.
Yeah, really stolen valor.
Stolen valor of railroad
stolen
workers.
Do y'all, well, I'm looking at y'all's hands, and they've never worked a day in their lives. And so
obviously.
The three of us, we have a lot in common in that.
That is true.
What was y'all's first job? What was y'all's first job?
Oh, my very first job? I think it was like legitimately when I got paid for was in college, and I worked in like the athletic department office. I was like an assistant.
At the University of Hawaii?
Yeah, I was literally like an errand running whore. Like that's all I was, really. Yeah, yeah. I was printing papers and putting them and getting
hot
yelled
and
at.
A
yeah.
Gopher.
Sweating in a two-tie polo. That actually seems to be a theme in all my jobs.
Yeah, yeah. You were in those polos, bitch.
Oh, girl.
You were in there for a
button
little bit.
Button to the top. One mono boob.
You were keeping Dick's Sporting Goods alive.
Yeah, alive and well, actually.
Wow. Not Dick's, please.
Academy. And you can guess I was a Baskin-Robbins employee.
Thank
surely
you
by,
so much.
By my thick knuckles from scooping.
Your dirty, dirty palms.
My calloused palms from scooping.
How was that job?
It was... I think every single person should have to work in the food industry.
Yeah, I did. I was a server in college.
Yep.
Once, yeah.
I think every single person should have to either prepare food for people or serve food to people.
Yeah.
Because it teaches you a lot about humanity,
mm-hmm,
and
totally.
It teaches you a lot about how unhygienic places are. I was 16, mind you. They let me open and close the store by my lonesome.
Hey, at 16 years old?
I'm taking money out of the register.
Hey, I'm scooping, like, digging my own spoon in there.
Truly.
I'm double dipping. That's actually how COVID started.
Yeah, well, in the daiquiri ice tub in the Baskin-Robbins in South Lake, Texas. I had grown men coming in every day being like, the usual for me. This is my first day.
King.
Yeah,
King.
You mean usual? King. Also, their usual, a large praline milkshake.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how large? This is how big a large is at Baskin-Robbins, dude. That is a
it's
large
It's like that
milkshake.
Panda Express cup. You know that shit? It's like 32 ounces.
Period.
And then
period.
A liter.
Yelling at me when I'm like, sir, we ran out.
Yeah.
You were dry.
Yeah, you were in here yesterday and the day before. And the truck comes once a week, honey.
You're like, that's 72 ounces of praline milkshake you've consumed, sir.
Hey, baby, I'll talk to upper management, but for now...
Pick a different one. You know what I mean?
Let me see what I can get going for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, being a server yell. Was the worst job I've literally ever had.
Oh, were I loved it.
Did you?
Oh, my God. I worked in food service for 4 years. My first job ever, I decorated cakes at a Golden Corral.
Period.
Period.
Now, I did not know Golden Corral had decorated cakes.
You better fucking believe it.
That's your culture. Those
they had
your
little
people.
Carrots on every slice.
Golden Corral? That's where your people go to worship.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that.
It's the closest thing to a temple that isn't owned by the church.
100%. I loved waiting tables. I honestly miss it. I loved... I just loved
yeah,
it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I was like, what is going on, y'all?
What are you for?
I would go up to a table and I'd be like, hey. Hey.
Boy, am I good to see you. I'm glad to
oh
see you.
Oh my God, I'm good to see y'all.
Aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
I'm good to see y'all. I loved it. Every single table, I was like, this is a new friend. I loved it so much. And when they ordered something complicated, I loved it even more.
Because
said,
that's
that.
What fellowship. Because
I said, what's going to happen? I'm going to get it right and you're going to be shocked. Oh, I loved it.
It's community.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
My
it's
first
fellowship.
And last serving job, I worked in like a steakhouse in Hawaii. And I told the guy up front, I'm like, I can only work part time because I like had a full class load and another job.
Mm.
So I was like, this is like literally getting fucked up money. Like this is the money so my other money can go towards my bills. This is for me getting drunk. On
period,
the weekend.
Period.
And so I made good money too because it was like a high end steakhouse. And I remember he was like, okay, 2-3 days a week. I'm like, cool. I start working. It's hard as fuck, mind you.
Why?
I had to come in 3 hours before my shift and set up like the salad bar and everything. And I had
three
to like
3 hours?
Yeah, girl.
Jesus Christ.
I was there all goddamn day.
Were you harvesting the lettuce?
Fuck. I'm like hacking it like in the back. Yeah. I literally remember my very first day. He was like, you need shorts and a t-shirt is what I wore. And then like you had to have white shoes. And so the shorts, I thought he said black, but it's supposed to be khaki.
Mm.
So I brought black shorts, same the right length, whatever. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, it's okay. I'll buy another one after today and then I'll wear them. He goes, well, you can't wear those on the floor. Like, you have to be in uniform. And I'm like, well, I don't have any. He's like, don't worry, I have some. And you're probably wondering, didn't you say it was a man? Yeah, I did. And he went and got his backup cargo shorts, which turned out to be another man who served there. They were his shorts. Why they were at the restaurant, I don't know.
Not Sisterhood of the Traveling Cargo. Yeah.
I'm like, these are the community cargos. So he told me to put them on. Yeah, he told me to put them on. He's like, you can't serve unless you put these on. I put them on. They're men's cargo shorts. I'm not a man, obviously. So they're like tight as fuck on my fupa and my fucking stomach, and then they're like literally skin tight on the thighs, and then they bell bottom right here. So I look like the world's worst safari park ranger, and I'm like, you got me looking fucked, and I literally have a big ass camel toe and a wedgie.
You got somehow a moose knuckle too.
All damn. Of a sudden, I'm like, the moose knuckle comes with the cargoes, apparently.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, I can't wear these. Like, I was literally, like, in tears because I'm like, this is the fuggliest I've ever looked.
Real.
And I told him, I'm like, can I please put on my other shorts? He was like, no. So I served all night in those.
And I know
and,
you did.
And I had such bad chub rub. And my legs weren't even touching.
That's
they were
real.
Literally, and that's from the shorts. Literally just chafing away. Oh, chafing God. Away. And I thought to myself, yeah, I'm not going to last year. After that day. Yeah. And I got fired.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
I only served there for probably like 2-ish months. And then like one day I came in and he told me, oh, so I have shifts for you for a Christmas break. And I'm not, obviously didn't live in Hawaii. Like I was going home. I was like, no, I told you I'm going home for the holidays. And he was like, well, if you want to move up in the restaurant industry, stop right there.
Hey,
I don't.
Pause.
Hey, yeah. I don't. Like, you made me look like a safari worker on my first day. I don't want to work here forever. Yeah. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, no, I told you I can only do part-time. I'm doing my 3 shifts a week. And he was like, oh, okay. Next time I came in to serve, he had me train somebody, like a man. And he's like, oh, I need you to train this guy. He's going to work the shifts that you don't pick up. And I'm like, okay. Mind you, this guy, he's tweaking. Like, the minute I meet him, he's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's Josh Peck from that one episode of Dragon Josh.
Yeah, he's literally like twitching and grinding his teeth a lot. And I was like, okay. And he left, I'm not kidding, at least 20 times during the shift to go do meth in the bathroom. Like literally I can hear him. I followed him over there once to like listen and I heard it like
please God. Period. Stop.
No, for real. It was like like that. It's like the start of a Lil Wayne song.
No, that is crazy. But also,
blowing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Literally. Then
work
I go,
is hard. You should be allowed to do math at work.
That's real.
Legalize it. After the shift, my manager's like, oh, can I talk to you outside? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I figure it's about the guy. And I'm like, hey, he's doing meth. I don't think he's the guy. My gut tells me meth is a big no.
He's not our guy.
Yeah, I go out there. I'm like, okay, I do have a lot of notes. And he goes, yeah, I'm moving you off your shifts and I'm putting you on call exclusively and you no longer work here. That's like literally what he told me. And I was like,
type shit.
I was like, oh. Okay, well, did you want to hear about the meth guy? Like, no? Okay.
He said, if I'm going down, everyone's going down with me.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, well, all right. And I just, like, went, got my shit, and left. And then I called Dayson, and I was like, call her at the bus. I'm sitting at the bus stop across the street, by the way. So they're all watching me as I'm sitting there, and tears in my eyes. And I'm calling my sister, and she's fucked up going home from a Demi Lovato concert. Like, what's going on? And then I was like, dude, I think you just got fucking fired. Like, I'm literally like in tears.
In the background, it's like, give your heart a break. She's still there.
She's in the bathroom at the stadium.
Remember when she sang Stone Heart Attack Cold at that cardiovascular event?
What?
Do you guys remember that? She did that recently.
No.
She went to like some sort of cardiovascular whatever event. She sang Heart Attack and then she couldn't believe people were mad.
Mother Bullet. Mother Attack.
I'm like, what the fuck were we even talking about? Oh, no. I was like, remember when she sang that song? Cardiovascular event?
Oh, shit.
Anyways, that's the story of how I got fired from my restaurant job.
One time when I worked at Golden Corral, you could put in like time off requests in this little system.
Yeah.
And this mean old guy ran the restaurant named Kevin. Kevin, fuck you, bitch. I know you're watching, bitch.
Kevin, I know you're a big fan of the pod.
Yeah, and I'm glad your wife got everything in the divorce. What if he was a huge comment section fan? He's watching, he's like, God damn it.
He's at
like,
home with his mug. Like,
it's like, fuck.
Catching strays.
Kevin, eat a million dicks, you're a bitch.
You know what you did, bitch.
Yeah, but I put in a request saying I couldn't work. There's one Friday night I couldn't work. Mind you, I'm 15. I'm working 5 a.m. breakfast shifts on Saturdays.
Who's it?
I said,
the GC at 5 a.m.
Well, they have an omelet bar that I had to set up.
So, see, I always have to set shit up.
Get prepped for the omelet bar.
I was fist deep in the Baskin Robbins toilet cleaning that shit, cleaning all the vomit out of it.
So I put in a request. It was like, hey, there's one Friday night I can't work. It's literally like fucking Hillary Duff and Cinderella vibes. I'm like, diner girl. I'm like, it's homecoming.
Fucking diner girl.
Do you have a Chad Michael Murray that popped into the story?
Oh, God, no. Well,
don't care.
We'll talk about it off camera. But I was like, there's one Friday night I can't work. It's homecoming.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I can't work that night. I put in the request. Immediately get a phone call from Kevin. And he goes, hi, I don't know if you have ever had a job before. Now, mind you, I am 15. So, no, sir, I have not at your big ass age.
Actually, I haven't.
Oh, no, this is my first one. I'm shocked you couldn't tell. And he goes, you don't tell your boss when you can and can't work. And I started crying, and I was like, I'm up for homecoming, kid!
And did you win? Oh, woo! No.
No, but... yeah, it was a tough time in my life.
That's fucking crazy.
We're the adults, bitch, it's y'all, you're 40! Y'all like, are the supervisor!
Like, you guys are the married couple, not me.
Where are my agents?
Oh my god. Have you ever won homecoming king, queen, prom, queen?
I've won it all, honey. I've won it all.
That's gonna be a no for me.
No. I would vote for both of y'all for royalty.
Oh, thanks.
So sweet.
Y'all are the homecoming queens of my life.
You want to hear something funny? When I was in high school, they had this rule that, like, because social media was, like, I guess, like, it was newish, right? It was emerging because I'm from colonial times. So, like, you know, I was on the covered wagon and Instagram wasn't.
But you were in Edwardian times.
King Edward. When I was in high school, yeah, the printing press had just come out. And Gutenberg was doing numbers.
Gutenberg, the motherfucker.
I literally remember the ASB, like the head of ASB, like the teacher or whatever, she was a bitch. But she literally would not let you campaign on social media. Like, you could not tweet about it. You couldn't post on Instagram. Like, you literally couldn't do that because she said it was unfair to kids who didn't have social media.
Girl.
Which I found to be bullshit, personally. But I remember when I was, I think I was a junior going to be a senior. So, like, Dayson and Billy were both seniors at my high school at the time. I was, like, running for senior student council because I was trying to put it on my resume. And I was like,
y'all are so alike.
Yeah, but I was kind of like, what's the least amount of responsibility? Okay, I'll run for treasurer. Like, that's how I decided. So
in
I was like,
charge of the money?
It's like, what's the least amount of responsibility? And I was like, what's something I could get someone else to do for me but still have the title? And so I literally was like, I'll do treasurer. And so they had like different stages of running for it. So like the first one was like, you just had to get on the ballot. And then the second one, like them having fucking primaries. And then the second one was like the actual one.
Yeah, you had to go to Iowa and caucus. And
exactly.
Everyone in the gymnasium went to a corner. Yeah.
She's the NRA. Red, of course.
I'm like,
of course.
I did go to the NRA, but that was unrelated.
Yeah.
The convention, but that was unrelated to my campaign. But anyways, it is relative to my politics though. And yep. So then when I was
three of us,
I completely fucking forgot. Like, I completely forgot that we were having the primary vote or whatever. Mm. So I just started telling people, I was like, hey, make sure you vote for me today. And I was like up against, I think, a cheerleader and one other kid that was like, he was a big ASB kid. And I was only two of us could make it. And so I think that cheerleader was pretty confident she was going to beat me because she had all these fancy ass posters and everything everywhere. And I was like,
bitch.
I was just like word of mouth, be like, hey, if you're voting, make sure you vote for me. And so I just started doing that. But I didn't realize at the time that Dayson and Billy were both telling people to go vote for me, too. And like, obviously, you've seen Billy. He looked like that in high school. So, yeah, a lot of people are going to listen to him. Yeah.
It's actually not true. He looked like a Mexican Jonas Brothers. I've seen the photos.
Oh, I don't care God. What he looked like. I've seen him now. And if he came up to me in high school and said, vote for this girl for a president, I'd be like, no worries.
I mean, actually, whatever it's no you worries. Want. Yeah. Yeah, 6'2 in high school. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Anyways.
See you, bitch.
And I remember he was helping campaign for me, and I made it onto the ballot, and then the for real one started. And I remember he tweeted about me at the like final thing, and he was like, hey, everyone, make sure you go vote for Drew. And then I literally called him, and I was like, delete that fucking tweet. You're going to get me fucking disqualified. Like, I literally was so mad at him because he tweeted that
when
shit.
When he was trying to ride for his woman.
Oh, yeah. Before I was his woman. That was when I was like, you know what I mean? I was in a real one of those phases with him.
Yeah.
I was really annoyed with him all the
We've
time.
We've been through that many times.
Yeah. You with Caleb?
Yes.
Yeah, oh God, have we ever.
That's pretty privileged.
Well, this one.
My goofy awe.
This
My crazy y'all.
This silly, silly one right here. The way she finally bagged me was I had told her no for 2 years straight. I said,
least.
No, no, no. I said, get away. I'm not interested. I'm not interested. And she came up behind me. I'm going to cry because this is so funny. She came up. I was getting in my car. I was in a parking garage. I was getting in my car. She came up behind me and put chloroform over my face.
It works.
And it works. And I passed out. And I came to in her house.
Yes.
And she said, you're going to be my man or else. And we have been together ever since.
13 years.
13 years. And two beautiful children.
That I do not care for. That
no,
is all.
She doesn't. She really doesn't. She really doesn't. And I am just picking up the slack, and I'm happy to do it. And we share a beautiful Toyota Camry. And
serious question for both of you. Oh, what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you when you were, like, in high school?
Oh, God.
Something that, like, altered the trajectory of your path.
Oh, I asked a young gentleman to prom, and he said no.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
In what way? Like, he just went, no.
In a way that was very visceral and impassioned, you know?
Really?
I was like, I texted him. I got his that should have been my number one sign. This was not a young gentleman that I had his phone number previously.
Okay.
I got it from someone, and I texted him, and I was like, his name was Ajay, okay? He was a young Indian man. Loved
okay.
him.
Okay.
And I texted him, and I said, Ajay, you know, you and me have something special. Do you want to go to prom together? And he hit me back with a, you know, I don't look at you like that.
No, no, no.
A no would have been good.
You could, I mean, just,
A no would have been okay.
So you said, Ajay, I felt something between us. He said, time out, Shrek.
Pause.
He said, back to the swamp.
No, he said, that's about to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
He said, mean.
He said, that's really mean. That's really fucked up.
Ajay, we had something. That's mean.
That's mean.
That's really fucked up that you would say that to me.
Yeah, that was like truly like I cried that night and I was like, then I had to laugh because I was like, that's actually so mean. It's hilarious. Him being like, you know, I don't see you like that. I did not.
Well, I'm finding out right now. So no.
This is news to me. That's probably going to be number one.
That's going to be high up there. High school, boy, was really good for me.
Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really like, sorry, I want to have a sad story like yours, but it was a pretty charmed life for me.
Bewitched.
I have I have one from middle school, though, that comes to my mind constantly. Like sometimes when I'm just walking down the street in the middle of a busy day, I'll go, oh, that happened.
Brings you to your knees.
I have one like that, too, from middle school.
I wanted to be more outgoing at school. That was something I was working on. Because at the time, I wasn't ever shy, but I was like, I hadn't figured myself out yet, you know? Mm. And it was like probably eighth grade, and there was this student council meeting that was going on, and all the cool kids were going to be in there, and it was in Miss Munsterman's class. Shout out, Joy Munsterman. I hope you're happy, girl. I'm so sorry I'm not Christian anymore, but my love to you. And
I am gay,
and I don't think she would care about that. She's pretty cool. Well, I don't want to get into it, but she, it was a pajama day.
Okay.
And so I was wearing sleep pants like everyone was. And I was like, oh, you know what would be funny is if I pulled my sleep pants up real high.
The classic bit.
And I was like, wearing them. And so I was like, everyone will laugh at this. And so I walked into the room, my sleep pants pulled up all high, and I was like, you know, doing that. And everyone did laugh. But since everyone laughed, I kept doing it the rest of the day. And finally, one of the cool kids, like 2 hours later, came over to me. And he was like, hey, the bit you're doing with your pants, like, I know people are laughing, but it's actually mean because we're getting, like, a really visible outline of your ball sack and also your asshole. And, like, your pants are so high up that, like, your balls are on, like, crazy display. And also your dick print is, like, really pronounced and no one wants to tell you.
Actually really fucking gross, so go ahead and put that away for me.
And I literally, he's telling
back
me
this, in the holster.
By the way, he's telling me this way in the hallway while the pants are up. And I'm just standing there receiving it, and he tells me all of it. He goes, no one's tell you. And I go, thank you, Cooper. I kind of, during the conversation, I just kind of scooted the pants down, and then I thought I could trust Cooper.
And then,
so then
there's more?
So then 2 months later, well, Cooper always got compliments on smelling really good, and so I thought I could trust him, and so 2 months later at an assembly, I was sitting by him. I was like, okay, I know how I can be really popular is if I just figure out what cologne Cooper wears, and he'll probably tell me because he was so cool to me about the pants.
Yeah, that's your girl. That's
my boy. Like,
he was
that's
cool about the nutsack thing.
That's
he was
fucking,
so chill about my moose knuckle.
No,
he was so chill about
that's
it.
That's fucking Ohana. That's fucking Familia
that's
right there.
Famiglia.
That's Famiglia
right
there.
That's gang, that's fam.
That's gang, that's fam. And so I said, Cooper, I said, Cooper, what cologne do you wear? And he said, oh, I don't. It's just like, I don't know. My mom gets it for me. And I go, oh yeah, but like, what is? And he goes, I really don't know. My mom gets it for me. And during this whole assembly, I just keep every time I get a chance being like, Cooper, do you even know like what the bottle looks like? You know. And but I'm trying to play it cool, so I'm like, yeah, I almost wonder what the shape of the bottle is. You know? And he's like, oh yeah, I don't remember, man. And literally, I'm being so persistent because I think I'm being coy, you know. And then finally, I go, I need to know what cologne you wear.
And you're gonna fucking tell me now.
And he goes, if I tell you, will you just stop talking to me? And I go, yeah. And he did, and it was lucky you. It was lucky you, cologne for men. And I, that night when I got home, I was like, Mom, you have to get me lucky you cologne.
The fact that you're fucking interrogating him.
No, it really was like, scenic the way it played out. Like, he would be talking to other people. He'd be like talking to the boys and like cutting up. And then there was a moment of silence. I'd be like, anyway, Coop.
To repeat because he can't, like, it gets a little loud.
Yeah.
Cooper!
Yeah. Cooper!
No, like I was saying.
Speaking of smells.
You guys are fucking. No, you guys are so funny. Cooper, what color is the box it comes in? What places does your mom shop regularly?
Which, like, department store would you say, like, if I'm getting, if I listed some, would you say hot or cold? Or, like.
Yeah, text your mom.
Yeah. Cooper, what are the top notes? Can you give me sort of, like, middle, is it like a musk, amber?
I'm going to come over. What if I come over after school, dude? You can show me what the bottle is.
The way that you were, like, man, interpreting all of that as friendship.
By the way, what I know now is he didn't want to tell me the clone because he didn't want to be clone brothers with me. He didn't want me running around smelling like him because that lowers his stock value.
That is real. That is
he
real.
He didn't want me on the rise.
Yeah.
He was the original gatekeeper. He said, you're fat, gay ass. It's not going to bring down my stock value.
You smell like that fat gay kid.
Cooper, why do you smell
like that?
Cooper, why do you smell like sleep pants? That's my nickname. Why do you smell like ball sack sleep pants, kid?
You smell like that kid that was hanging brain in homeroom.
Cooper, you smell like that fat faggot.
Oh, that's God. So fucking ridiculous.
And he knew to kick you. Because the first thing I did when I found out was go get a bottle, honey.
You just didn't stop. You were like, no, but for real, dude. Like, for real though. Like, let's get real.
You can't give a mouse a cookie. He gave me one kindness.
No, because you give a mouse a cookie and he's going to Macy's after school.
He said, hey man, everyone's tired of seeing your ball sack. And I said, you're family. You're blood to me, pimp.
He goes home and talks shit.
I have no way of knowing because I never check back in, but I can almost guarantee you he switched clones.
Call Cooper the way you just called your mom. Get Coop on Skype.
Yeah, fans listening at home, do the over-under on whether or not me and Cooper are still in touch. Everyone run some bets. I'll let you know.
You pulling up your pants for a bit?
Yeah.
Just dancing around?
I will say, as a fellow fatty, previously, there was something very, I call it the Chris Farley bit.
Yeah.
It's the funny of, like, you know, you pull up your, tuck it under your boob.
Real truffle shuffle vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the classic, like, Chippendales Chris Farley skit of, like, they just love to see that sort of, it'll kill every time until it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Until Coop has to get real with you in the hallway.
Yeah.
Then it's not that great
until
anymore.
He does a one-on-one in the hallway.
He's like, hey, can I talk to you outside for a second?
Performance review.
Yeah, until I've got Coop up against a wall with a knife to his neck, asking him what the fucking cologne is. What's the cologne, brother?
No, seriously.
Hey, you're cool, but I fucking had it with the games.
He said, will you leave me alone? And you said, yeah.
I said, I know how I'm getting ahead. Give me the formioli.
In high school, what were you in? student council and what else?
Well, by high school, yeah, I had pretty much figured out how to be what people wanted me to be. So things were going better. I wasn't having any Cooper interactions anymore.
Oh, this was middle school.
This was middle school. So I leveled it out by high school. High school was pretty fine. I was in everything. I was in like FCCLA, FBLA, FFA, student
council.
You were
not an FFA.
Maybe I was Crete speaking, soils team, and cattle team. I judge cattle in high school.
We've talked about this actually.
Did you really?
Oh, I judge cattle in high school. Yes, I did.
He's a real agrarian.
I'm an agrarian.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, I joined because they had a public speaking. They had Crete speaking. And I wanted to do, I was like, Creed? Watch me body the fuck out of that.
Creed, you're just singing Creed.
Can you take me higher?
Creed the smell.
Can you take me? no, but I wanted to do the Creed speaking, but you had to be on three teams. That was the rule. And so they put me on soils team, which I was pretty promptly kicked off of. I didn't like, you had to touch the dirt. And every time I was like,
What? But you were so familiar with it as a child, apparently.
Yeah. Things have changed.
Blue collar. Yeah. That was when he was blue collar, though.
Well, you guys aren't keeping up with my lore.
You might as well be speaking Mandarin to me, because this shit is too white for me. I don't know what any of that means.
That's like redneck shit.
It's real like southern shit.
Yeah.
And it's like at your high school?
Yeah.
That's
not too
crazy.
Much now. Yeah. y'all tread lightly, but yes.
We had FFA, and it was I mean, we never saw them. It was like they went to a different school.
They're like, in the ACT building, yes.
They're in the ACT building and the portables. Do you have portables?
Yes.
Yeah. They what said, the get fuck? Them the fuck out of here. They smell like swine.
Yeah. We had our prom in a hog sale building. We had our prom in a hog barn. And they were like, don't worry, they're going to sweep it out. And I was like, they're going to sweep it out.
Well, thank God. I was worried about them not sweeping it out.
Yeah, I was like, there's hog shit in the construction of the place.
It's in the essence of the building.
Like, and you know what?
Asbestos and hog shit.
Egg on my face. It was a beautiful dance.
My junior year of prom, that's when I said no to Billy, but I went with a Mormon dude, and it was the worst time I've ever had in my entire life.
Could you describe the ambience? What music was playing? Are you wearing a sleeveless cocktail gown?
Oh, yeah. No, I had a full-length, like, sleeveless, lots of tulle on the bottom.
Yeah.
It was like an aqua turquoisey blue.
Yeah. Curved Billy for a Mormon.
Yeah, fuck me, honestly.
Billy, call me, brother. You've been put through too much by this woman.
It's funny, too, because he actually texted Dayson. And was like, hey, do you think Drew would go to prom with me? And he's like, please. And he said, please don't tell her. And then she goes, oh my God, dude, guess who just texted me? tells me immediately, like minutes after.
Queen.
And then
no loyalty.
And I was like, I can't. Cause like at the time, there was drama at the time, but he had broken up with a girl who was friends with me. And I was like, I just didn't want the drums.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to be a good friend.
Girl's girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From the beginning, mind you.
Always.
Yeah. And then I was like, I can't do that. Even though they'd been broken up for like 2 years, I was just like, she's my friend. And I think, you know, whatever. And so that was a big L on my part, to be honest. Cause she literally said, she said no. That's what she texted him.
Queen.
She said no. He said,
she cunted.
He said, it's actually no worries. And then he ended up going with somebody else. And then I went with the Mormon and I had the worst night of my life. So the egg's on my face, honestly.
Yeah, you can't have caffeine or anything.
Can't win them all.
The Mormon part of him was honestly the least of his worries. Like, he was just the most off-putting person I've ever met in my entire fucking life. And I say this to this day. If I ever meet him, I'm putting him on his back, bitch. And not in a good way.
Not in the way he wants.
No, yeah. I'm beating the shit out of him is what I'm saying. TKO! He's the worst. He's the fucking worst. Like, it's funny, too, because when we first met each other, like, because we barely knew each other, too, on top of that. So when we met and we were talking, he's like, what's your type? And I'm like, oh, like, someone nice and funny. Like, say something real general. I'm like, what about you? He goes, I like short white girls with glasses. Now, I don't know if you know anything about what I look like.
Caleb.
But yeah. Cooper, probably. And I was like,
I like short white girls with glasses. No game at all. No game at all.
I like short white girls with glasses. And that was the girlfriend he had. Right, and he broke up with her to go to prom with me, and then after he went to prom with me, he went and got back with her.
A man that lied to himself. You don't even have glasses.
Yeah, no shit, girl. I actually do wear glasses too, and because I'm blind as fuck, but like I purposely didn't wear them because I didn't want him to think that I was wearing them for him. So I was just blind all weekend. I was like, like he just fucking Daphne's head ass, like walking around.
His version of the story is, yeah, I tried to take this girl on a date and she fucking couldn't see. It was so weird. She was like, I was helping her cross the street.
She asked for the menu in Braille.
and then she kept pulling up her pajama pants and dancing around like it was a bit.
She had balls? I don't know.
All of a sudden I saw an imprint. I don't know. It was a whole thing.
I don't know. It was weird. It was prom.
And it's funny because he brought a friend for my sister. And he was like, oh, I'm going to bring one of the two guys that I had already met.
Wait, you went senior. Are you talking about senior year?
This was my junior year, her senior year.
And you took him?
Yeah, I took him.
Oh, like, okay, got it.
But he was like, I'll bring a friend and then we can go like with your sister. And I'm like, okay, cool. And
the two guys that he had with him that I had already met were like, this guy was like half some, he was someone too, the guy that I went with. The other two guys, one of them was like Hawaiian, one was like Tongan. They were both good looking dudes. All three of them were really good looking. And so I was like, okay, yeah, either one, sure, whichever one's available. And he's like, okay, he picks one. He's like, I'm gonna bring him, can't come. Then the other guy, he's like, I'm gonna bring him, he can't come. He's like, don't worry, I have another friend, but won't send me a picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Yeah. I'm like, I need to, well, can you send me a picture? He goes, well, I'll look for one. And then when they're on the way to like our house.
It's hard to get a picture of him because he maintains a bell tower in Notre Dame.
He's really booked, honestly.
He's busy as hell. He's busy as hell. He's up there.
He's actually guarding the gates of Tartarus, so he's a little busy. He's a little busy. Girl, he shows up. I'm not kidding. He looked 40. Like, he was bald.
Well,
white guy. But he looked.
He was in high school?
Yeah, girl.
Poor thing.
And he looked, bless him.
He God left bless his him. Heart.
And then literally, Jason goes. He went to the first of all, ditches him the whole night. But yep. Then she goes like, yeah, he fucking brought a substitute teacher for me. And like, he goes with Drew.
That shit is so real, dude.
Then, she's like, oh yeah, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the way that she was like, oh yeah, I'm gay.
So wait, that actually, is disrespectful.
This will never happen to me again.
You guys are never doing this shit to me again. But I'll say the worst part of the whole night. Well, my dance was like, I don't know, like Southern California dance, maybe it's just exclusive to my high school, but like the way that they dance is crazy. Mm. Like this is the year where like Don't Drop That Da-da-da came out, Hey Ladies, right?
Hey TBT.
All of that. And so, you know, people are freaking and they're grinding and they're being weird. I knew he was Mormon. He had told me every dance he had been to, they had a live band. So I'm assuming they didn't play that shit over in St. George, Utah. So I literally told him, I'm like,
playing Sweet Caroline acoustic version.
Enough. Not Sweet yeah. Caroline.
For real. It's like that Proud to Be an American song. It's like,
that oh. Fuck. That's my song. Yeah. Light on that.
I didn't know
that's
we were talking
song.
Politics.
And I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I'm proudly stand up. Yeah. That song fucks,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
Lee
yeah.
Greenwood, you will always be famous, bitch.
And like, I warned him. Mm. I said, hey, my school doesn't get down like that. So like, just be prepared for what you see when you go in there. I don't want you to freak out. When he sees people grinding, he's literally like, like yeah. We're in a haunted house. But then he kind of like calms down a little bit. So I'm like, hey, do you want to dance? And he's like, we are dancing, but we're like standing next to each other. I'm like, no, like, do you want to dance together? Like, it doesn't have to be crazy or whatever. And he was like, no, like just instantly disgusted with me. And then he goes, that goes against God. That's what he said to me.
Okay.
And I was like, mind you, it's a Saturday. So then I go, well, I mean, you could ask for forgiveness tomorrow. I'm thinking it's funny.
Right.
And then he goes, that's not funny. Oh. And then he walks away from me.
Also, oh, no, in the sense that. No,
no,
oh,
that's not.
Well, I was like, well, that's what I was saying. I just immediately go, Dace, why would you say that? That's fucked up.
Jason, that's really fucking mean. Seriously, you know he's a Mormon. Yeah.
So then that made it awkward for a little. And then once he kind of comes back around again, he stops being weird. And then ish. And then we're outside and we're kind of, he's kind of vibing a little bit. He's like being a little nicer. Like a little more touchy, whatever the fuck to me. I'm like, okay, maybe he's calming the fuck down. And then his buddy, you know, the substitute teacher, he was like, hey, you should show them your favorite dance move, right? And he goes, oh yeah, I have the best dance move ever. Stands up, I'm not kidding. He's like, well, it's two parts, right? The first part, you're unscrewing a light bulb, right, Mormon? And he's like, the other hand you use and you pretend that you're shoving a dildo up your ass. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. This is the same man who told me I was a fucking whore for wanting to dance with him.
What?
And then he starts pretending. I'm not kidding. He's literally doing this. And he's like shoving the dildo up his butt, metaphorically, of course.
Greatest freak out ever.
Direct TV remote up the ass, girl. And he's literally going like this, and he's like shoving, and he's like laughing. And the way, guttural shock and horror, the way me and Dayson are like, ah, like we're watching, and we're like, and then I'm not kidding. Dayson was like, the whole time. And then I go, I have to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom, Dayson followed me, and I was crying. Like, I fucking hate him, dude. I hate him. He's the worst. And I'm literally crying. I'm like, I look so good. And I shouldn't have gone. I'm fucking weirdo. I'm like screaming. He can probably hear me, by the way.
Meanwhile, cut to in the rafters. Billy's up there just...
He's like,
you get what you pay for, bitch.
He gives him $100. He's like, did you show her the dildo part?
Just want to make sure. You did the dildo dance.
Yeah, okay,
right?
Make sure she'll love it. You should do it. Yeah,
he's thumbing off hundreds. He's like, you could have gone farther with the dildo thing. It was good stuff.
He leaned a little too heavy into the light bulb and not enough until the dildo.
It's such a classic Christian, like wholesome. Like he, the mixture of those two. He was like, yeah, so basically you have a shopping cart with one hand and you're shopping, picking stuff out, and then you're getting sloppy from a bad hand. It's like, what the fuck?
Just like the fucking hard left. Like I was like. Then I become religious.
He's doing the dildo thing. He's doing the dildo thing. He's like, who's Mormon now, bitch? He's like,
you want to ask for forgiveness for this? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I got this.
The way it was so like cash to them, I was like,
yo.
Yo. Horror.
It's crazy what a religious mind will rationalize.
No, girl. The homoeroticism is just out of control.
No one loves man more than man. Seriously.
It's like primates, girl.
It is.
They're like, case in point.
Shoving, and then they're going, it's like you're picking bugs with one hand and then you're shoving a dildo up your butt with the other. And then he literally said dildo. And I'm like, you said freaking and grinding was against God, but you know what a dildo is?
Nasty work.
You won't hit the Dougie with me on the dance floor, but we're doing light dildo.
The cat daddy's too far, but shoving a fake penis up your butt is not.
The Cupid shuffle is of the devil.
Well,
dildo up the ass.
Well, that's different because it's a joke.
No, a dildo just crashed into the Pentagon.
A dildo just hit the cockagon.
Shit, that's funny.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in three delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Like, I feel like the embarrassment kind of stopped in high school. Like, college,
same.
I was like, I'm actually the coolest.
Yeah, same.
Like, I really came into my own
in
college.
Yeah, same. What about you, Caleb?
Yeah.
You're all kind of been that
so
girl.
There's the Cooper situation and then... And then high school, I was just like a total, like high school, I was just like uptight. I think actually, you know what? I did a show in DC last, like 2 weeks ago.
Period.
And a very good friend of mine from high school came up to me. I do a whole story about how uptight I was as a teenager.
Yeah.
And how I thought I was, I look back now and I go, that kid's a loser. Like if I had a kid and he acted the way I acted in high school, I'd be like, God, fucking shut up, you know?
We need to get him some pussy.
Yeah, God, get this kid laid so he'll shut the fuck up.
He's 16.
I was getting pussy. And,
Believe it.
Hey.
I just didn't want it.
It was light work. Yeah. It was giving me the heebie-jeebies, but I was in there.
Yep.
But I was in there. And my friend was like, I liked who you were in high school. I don't think you're being very nice to that person. And I'm like, I don't know. I think I was a nerd and you just were too. You know?
Yeah.
I think we both need to be more honest with ourselves.
Yeah. Cool came like in my 20s. I got cool.
I feel that.
I think the shift though was, I don't know if either of us have, if any of us have talked about this, the shift for me on coolness was that I think I was always, when I was younger, I was always waiting, trying to find the thing that would bring coolness to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like what interest or what clothes or what group of friends would make me cool.
Totally.
And the shift in my 20s, my early 20s that made me actually feel cool was going, nothing brings me coolness. I bring coolness to everything else.
Period.
What I like, the people I hang out with, what I wear, what I listen to, it's cool because I'm there.
Period.
I'm not cool because it's here.
Yeah, like the confidence is what speaks louder than anything.
Yeah,
so like you could like or love or hate anything and you could still make friends who like or love the same things.
Yeah.
But it's just like you being confident in who you are.
If you don't like it, fuck you. What I like is cool. And
period.
So you're not cool if you don't like it. And that shift was like really... It was, not just looking for someone to be like, I wanted people to tell me I was cool.
Yeah.
And then when you just go, I don't care about that.
As soon as you stop caring, it's like, it just flocks to you almost. Yeah. Like friends and community and all of that.
I think it's also like, what does cool mean? Like, I would much rather have a genuine time where I'm peeing my pants with people that like aren't cool. I mean, you know,
oh,
what I mean?
Whatever with you guys. It doesn't. Because you guys make me laugh so hard, but you guys are not.
It's
I don't think
not cool.
Yeah, we're fucking cool. Weirdo losers.
Yeah. At least we smell good, though.
At least we smell good. That
fat kid. That gay kid. Kinda.
God, I hate it. Shit.
He smells just like you now. Can't wear it anymore. When I got to college, I found like my like besties. Yeah, like my too. Like the people I'm still friends with to this day. And I was just telling Billy this the other day. I'm like, I realized too, especially in writing my book, I realized that like when I
such a slay thing this
period.
And when I was publishing period. My book, I know,
I was like writing my very first book that it will be published. It is published now.
You just threw that away like a Truman Capote interview. I love that's my favorite thing about an old Truman Capote interview. He'd be like,
I was at dinner with I think it was Marilyn Monroe.
He just fucking tosses it away like it's nothing. When I was writing, yeah, when I was writing my first book, I love it.
So good.
I love it.
As I was like writing, like unpacking a lot of stuff I did in college, I was like, I realized that my best friends at the time, all women, right? I had a couple guy friends that I was really close to too, but like, I had never met a group of women before outside of my own family, like my mom and sister, that were so confident in who they were, in all aspects, like being smart, being funny, being like I don't know, like. Confident about what they looked like and also who they were as people, but also women who were so confident in their sexual autonomy. Mm. Like, I had never had friends like that before, like women who were so like, yeah, I fucked him and it sucked. Mm-hmm. Ugh, don't do that. It was so cash to them that I was like, okay, period. Because I'd never hung out with women who were so cash about stuff like that. It was always so like, oh, like dating, like, you know, when you're in high school, it's like the way it's perceived is so different.
And the religious lens as well, where it's just like, it's so much more serious. Yeah. Than, you know.
And they were so cash about everything. And like, so a couple of my friends were raised religious and weren't at all. And one of my friends, like, to this day, like, she, the first time I met her, like, we were talking about dating or whatever. And she was like, oh, I was a big whore in high school. I fucked everybody. And I was like, oh, did you? She's like, yeah, men, women, everyone.
It's your friend, Kate Petras. Slater.
She's my friend now. No, but she's like, yeah, everyone. But yeah, she was just so like, whatever about it.
Period.
Queen. Period, bitch. That's my fucking girl.
I love that.
She's still my friend to this day.
Oh, I love that.
I love when we become like real adults and then they're like, I don't like, remember saying that. I was like, I do.
I remember.
I remember you saying that.
Verbatim.
Changed me as a woman.
I remember. I remember. Everything. I'm everything. Here. I'm in it.
Dating in college was a mess.
You have the memory of an elephant.
I do. It I remember scares everything. Me. When we would go out and get fucked up, like, I was the only one that would remember every single thing.
You're
so the next
it like
morning.
The Matrix.
Yeah, the next morning. I'm downloading all the information. The next morning, they'd be like, well, everyone, like, let's get together. Like, everyone, someone wake Drew up so we can remember what happened. Because a lot of my friends would black out. I never blacked out. I think I blacked out once. One time. And it was the very last time, like, one of the last times I drank tequila because I, like, couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. The way I used to drink in high school, can't do it now.
I did not drink in high school.
Or not high school, sorry, college.
College.
College. I couldn't do it.
Every time I'm like, I'll tell Drew a story and then I'll like, because it'll be fresh in my mind and I'll say it and then it'll be like a month will go by and she's like, remember when you said this? And I'm like, no. I'm like, oh wait, yeah, Virgo. I do. And then I'll paraphrase it. She's like, no, you said this. And I'm like, then probably that's what happened. It's
that's
crazy.
Why I remembered everything that happened when we met Beyonce.
Oh, thank God for you. I black out a lot. It sucks. It really does suck.
Because of liquor and not liquor.
And just adrenaline, I guess. The testosterone pumping through my fucking body.
You know what I mean? Did you have a fun time partying in college, Caleb?
No, I DD'd.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was a DD for my fraternity. Loser.
You were in a fraternity?
Yeah, all 4 years.
What? Really?
Yeah, you know.
That's shocking to me.
I thought I was going to go to law school. My whole plan going into college was to go to law school.
I had that sort of mental breakdown as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And it was a long one. I went. That was all of high school and first year or two of college.
Did
I was
you
like,
do
I'm
mock trial?
We didn't have it.
Fuck. Did you do a Model UN?
We didn't have it. Maybe I didn't go to a good school.
I think that's progressing.
You were working the field,
yeah, why
bitch.
Why do you think I was in FFA? They had me judging cattle, bitch.
You were not arguing the defense.
Yeah, honey, we didn't have speech and debate. I had to go pick up a goat and learn how to tie its feet together. Type beat.
Type shit.
Type shit.
Yeah, shearing animals.
Literally and literally. I was picking up dirt and going, good for corn. Crazy. Crazy. I went to that for like a year and they were like, get your gay ass out of here.
I was like, harvest will be good this year. Shut the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass. Yeah. I was not a big a big partier in college.
No. No. How was dating in college for both of you?
I didn't date in college.
No one wanted me. I fucked. I was fucking in college. No one wanted to date me. I remember texting one of my hookups who I was so in love with, and I was like, do you want to get breakfast in the morning? And he was like, busy.
Oh. Need him medically.
It always made it worse.
Yeah.
I was like, he's rejecting me. I think he's the one.
Yeah.
I just need to try a little harder.
I was fucking a lot of guys in college who, if they were seen with me in daylight, we would both evaporate.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
I was having a lot of hookups where it was like, you know, I would see him on campus and be like, oh, what's up? And he'd be like, you know,
really, yeah.
Hey, are you lost?
That guy's talking to you, by the way.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to get a hold of
you. Smell like that fat gay guy.
You smell like each other. It's Cooper.
Coop? Good to see you, brother.
Hey, baby.
One time I was kind of dating this guy, and he told me to meet him at the club, romantic. And so I go, and you know, you're doing that broke bitch shit where you're like, God, I'm so thirsty. God, I wish I had a drink.
Yeah.
God, so thirsty. It's so hot in here.
Uh-huh.
And then normally it works. But then when he's like, oh, I'm not buying drinks here. They're too fucking expensive.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, brokey, even though I had no money. Then I like go up and I buy myself the one drink I can afford.
So I go ice up in a cup?
Yeah, I was like, can you just put maraschino cherries in a cup and pretend?
Yeah.
Soda water. Don't charge me.
Yep.
So I got one drink, and then I turned around and I'm going back to my friends, and he goes, hey, do you want to hook me up? And I was like, with what? And he brought his own red Solo cup into the club. He had it crushed in the waistband of his pants, took it out, punched it out like that, and then, I'm not kidding. And men wonder why they don't deserve rights.
Oh, like, God.
They wonder why I fucking hate them.
Going Splitsville
on one vodka cran.
I hate when you tell that story about Billy, because he has turned out... He's turned out to be such a great partner.
And that's what I get for saying no to him at prom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have never seen broker shit in my fucking life. I was like, are you being dead ass? Like, you want me to split my drink in that dirty Solo cup?
You want just me to pull? Smoke you out with this vodka soda?
For real, fuck.
It's got gooch stench in it because it was in the fucking waistline of his pants.
There's like a little crack in the side of it because he folded it up to
so
put it in.
He's got
to
hold it with a finger right on the crack.
He's got to plug it.
Yeah.
Plug the hole.
Got the thumb running up the side holding the crack. I was just thinking last night, I went on a date last night, and I had such a good time, and I was thinking, why didn't I date more in my early 20s? Because I was in Chicago, I was like, and I was like, oh, you were fucking broke, bitch. I had no
that's
money
real.
At all.
That's
real.
I was overdrafting my bank account on, like, ramen noodles.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't go on dates because you were broke, honey.
Yeah.
Right after college? Oof.
That's my God. Real.
All throughout college, I was fucking broke. Yep. Like, even when I had jobs, I still felt like I was broke because I was, like, barely making rent and all that.
I had a coming to God moment after college where I was more broke than I'd ever been, because in college, honey, I was maxing those loans. I was loan maxing. I was whatever they would give me.
FAFSA maxing.
I'm FAFSA maxing. I would say, throw an extra $5,000 on there this semester. I'll be wanting to go out to eat. I would just put on when those.
Don't worry, I'm good for it.
Oh baby, and I'm not having paid them back to this day. I'm refusing. I'm refusing.
Default.
I know they're going to get paid off the week after I pay them off.
100%.
So I'm not doing
100%.
It.
Me holding out.
I'm holding out. Joseph Robinette Biden, I know you watch, bitch. Forgive them.
Joey B.
Hook me up.
Yeah, I can't. But I was so broke. And then, yeah, after college, I was more broke than them because there were no more student loans coming in.
Yeah. Same. You know what I do miss about college bars? Because it felt expensive, but going, oh my God, we could go back.
Yeah.
Like a vodka cran being $4.
And girl. I know. Literally, I'm like, and close it, and close it, and close it, close the tab, close it.
Is there a water fountain around here? I'll just drink from the fucking faucet in the bathroom.
That's how you get fucked up before you go.
Yup.
Get one drink, sip, and nurse the whole night.
Everclear, Gatorade.
Dude, the very first drink I ever got fucked up off was gin, but we didn't know what to mix it with, so we tried to mix it with orange juice. Hey, don't. That's horrible.
Yeah.
And why gin? I'm like a 90. I'm in Mad Men. Like, why am I drinking fucking gin?
You got
John
one of those
Hamm?
Spherical ice cubes. Yeah. It's just one.
It's in my
whiskey
office. It's 2 p.m. on a Monday. Okay. That's why gin was the first time I ever got fucked up.
We had a bar in College Station called Tipsy Turtle, and we used to do pickle shots. Ooh. And you could do a normal pickle shot or a spicy one where they would do pickle juice, vodka, and then a shot of Tabasco in it.
I would suck them bitches down like it was water. I mean, like six, like, seven, eight tequila shots. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then there was this other bar that would do, and again, this is like so not what a college student should be doing. Like, drink the fucking handle of vodka and go out and dance.
Yeah, literally.
It was called a breakfast shot. Get into this. You start with, that's going to be a orange juice shot. Okay, it's like vodka and orange juice, mimosa.
Yeah.
And then you move on to a butterscotch pancake shot, which is just, I don't know, it was like.
This is at night?
This is at night. It's like a maple flavored liquor. You take a shot of that, and then they give you a piece of bacon.
You know what?
And they throw it into your mouth.
Yeah, and they make you
yeah. for it. I might need to get down to Texas.
I'm telling you, bitch, breakfast shot, and that shit was like $8.
Dude. There, so we, our big move in high school was the, and I wasn't a huge drinker in high school, but I was definitely trying to like fit in. Yeah. We would go get like ocean waters from Sonic.
Yep.
And pour half into an empty cup, and then we would pour in a bunch of UV blue vodka or like Malibu.
Yeah.
Oh,
Malibu's real. Malibu's real.
There's Chernobyl in those fucking cups.
Yep. Then, yep.
So one
thing, glowing.
Like my junior or senior year of high school, I will try to tell this story short because it's a little long.
No,
my
you're
junior
fine.
Year of high school, or it could have been senior year, my friend Abby's, a very good friend of mine to this day, her dad moved. He lived like 20 miles outside of our town, and he moved to a new house, so his house was empty for a while.
Yeah.
It was a big, huge, like three-story house in the country. And we knew a bunch of kids from the other towns around where I grew up in, very rural Missouri. And she was like, I'm going to throw a party. And we were like, okay. So we invited like all the kids from the other towns.
Yeah.
And everyone converged on this house, and we threw this
big...
Me
picturing like Footloose.
we can dance here, Pa.
They're dressed like it's from the 50s.
Yeah, that's your Kevin Bacon.
Yo, last night was a fucking sock haul. So we threw this big party, and it was a smash hit. Next day, everyone's texting, when's the next one, right?
Period.
Now, Project X had come out around this time.
Oh, period.
So we're like, okay. So we throw another one the next weekend.
Yeah.
Even bigger. Smash hit. Everyone's having fun, hooking up. Not me. Everyone's having fun.
Not me. I can't stress that enough on me.
Everyone's having fun, hooking up. I'm in the closet, so I'm doing bits on the corner. Literally at one point
I'm pulling my pajama pants up again.
Truly. And all my friends are like making out with hot guys, and at one point I set up a fortune telling booth. And I was like, come over if y'all want your fortunes read.
Tom Hanks and Big.
Why are you doing fortunes?
Truly, like, so pathetic.
You're reading palms just to touch a man.
I was like,
I'll read your palm.
I was like, give it to me. You know, give me a hint.
Rock hard under the
truly,
table.
Truly, I'm like walking around asking if people need refills. I'm like, who is that guy? Which I still do at parties. Did that to all of you the other night.
You do.
At my party.
A host till you die.
A host till I die. And so we had the second one, and then we did a big mistake, and we went for a third on the third weekend.
Damn. Should have quit while you're ahead.
We should have quit while we were ahead, honey, and we sure did not. And it was bigger than ever. And I'm talking like, we said get there at 9. We showed up at 8:45. There were already other cars there. So we were like, this is bad.
Oh.
It was the biggest one we had thrown, and everybody's getting super drunk. I was getting super drunk that night because there was one guy in my high school that I was convinced was closeted. Mm-hmm. And I was like, tonight I'm bagging him. And I eventually, well, anyway. just to say, eventually.
I'm always right.
Let's just say I was right. And but it wasn't that night. And so that night I got super drunk on UV Blue. And everyone took me up.
Acid.
Acid. Truly, yeah, battery acid. Everyone's so fucked up. And we see sirens. And the cops have been called.
Ooh.
So now the cops are pulling up. And... everyone hides, and we turn off all the lights, and we're like, they can't come in without a warrant. No one knows what they're talking about. And so it's fully, we are trespassing.
Relax, you know, yeah.
So we all hide, and they don't come in. And then I'm hiding under a pool table. So I'm under the pool table, and there's shining flashlights in the windows, and they're looking around, and they can't see anyone. Everyone's like up against the walls like this, and they shine it under the pool table, and it's just me. And he goes, you! And I go, and
so I see your big ass, by the way.
Yeah, there's not a pool table big enough in the world, honey. And I whisper, I'm like, is he talking to me? And he goes, under the pool table, out now. So I go, fuck, guys, they got me. So I go out, I go, don't worry, I'm going to go handle
book
it.
Him.
I go out there, and it's the cops. My grandpa is a deputy sheriff, and so I'm nervous that he's going to be out there. He is not out there. And we're in his county. I go out there, and it's this guy, he's being so intense, got a flashlight in my face, like, what the fuck's going on? I tell him, and he goes, here's the deal. I'm feeling generous tonight.
Oh.
Go down there and get everyone who's sober, who's driving, put all the drunk people in the car, sober drive them home, and never do this again. I'm not going to give any MIPs, minor possessions. And I was like, thank you so much. But I found out, when. So I went to gather all the sober people to make sober driving happen. But during the time that they had busted me from under the pool table, we had a foreign exchange student from Mexico named Carolina. And we, for some reason, were convinced that she would get deported. And so if she got caught at this party, I don't know why. We were like, she'll get deported. So,
she's like, I'm literally, she's like, I'm a foreign exchange student. Like, I'm in the program.
She's, she's not a U.S. citizen. She's not trying to be. So we hid her in a broom closet. And she was in the broom closet. Well, no one remembered about her. So we, so like 30 or 40, because I think one person thought they were going to grab Carolina, the other thought they were. And then we were so paranoid because we thought we got away with murder, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're like 30 minutes later, we're on the road home, on the highway home, and Carolina calls us and she's like, I'm scared. I'm scared. Who's coming to get me? And she's in the house alone.
Bless
so we like circle back. Carolina, God bless you, girl. If you're out there, I wish you the best. So we go back.
Sending love.
And we're like nervous that the cops are still watching the house. So we like turn off our headlights and like creep down a gravel road.
This is the
road.
Same day?
This is the same night.
Okay,
night. It's like 30, 45 minutes later. She's been in the broom closet alone.
Bless
so
her.
My car, we pull up. We're pulling down with the lights off down this gravel road. And we call her and we go, run outside now and get in the trunk. We're still convinced she can get deported. So if we get pulled over... We're like a gravel road away, and there's this huge yard between the house and us, and we just see in the darkness Carolina just sprinting towards the car. Someone gets out, opens the trunk, she hops in, and we drive her back. We drive her back in the trunk,
safe from deportation.
We got her out of there.
Wow. Safe from a threat that didn't wasn't gonna happen.
It's not.
But hey, fuck Border Patrol.
No, for real. And that being said,
we said not today, bitch.
Fuck ICE, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? And when I was in college, there was a bar right off campus called Tropics, and it was known for underage drinking. Like you could get in pretty easy. Mm-hmm. So like before I had a fake, I would go in early. That way, when it started popping off, like they wouldn't check me again.
Smart.
But then when they started doing sweeping for that shit. My friends would go and they would like get the stamp and she would come right back to me and then press it
That's
to my hand.
That's so smart.
And so the women in STEM.
Thank you. I love women in STEM.
And so one time she pressed it to me and I walk in and he goes, why is it on that hand? Because everybody's was on their left. And I was like, I don't know. Ask your guy why he stamped my right hand. He goes, what guy? I go, he's somewhere in there. Do you mind if I go in there? My purse is in there, all my stuff. He's like, I'm going to go look for the guy who allegedly stamped your hand. I'm like, okay, yeah, sounds good. He turns around. I just walked in.
Period.
See ya.
Yeah. Me thinking he can't see me. I'm the biggest bitch in there. I'm like,
you're ahead. Like, all of
like
everyone.
Melman the giraffe bitch. Like, behind
excuse
everyone.
Me, excuse me.
But there was this time we left, and one of my girlfriends and I get fucked up. It was just the two of us, like, woo! Like drinking all night, drinks all night. It's absolutely trash. This is not a good thing, but she said, I can drive home. And I said, can you? And I didn't live too far. And she was like, no, I'm good. And she looked good. And I thought she was good. So I was like, okay. So I got in the car with her and we're giving two guys a ride home too. Mm-mm. And so she's driving and this is not a good thing, but like drunk driving is pretty common in Hawaii. I don't know why, but like, it's probably because everything is so close. Not an excuse. I didn't do it. Anyways, we're driving away.
Oh, you go, don't do it. But we did it. And we had a blast. Yeah.
Do as I say, not as I do. And so she starts pulling out, immediately pulled over. Like, immediately pulled over. And she's a local girl. Like, she's born and raised in Hawaii. Like, and HPD, like, they're really nice. Like, they're super nice to local people. So they pull us over. The two guys in the back are athletes. So they're like, oh my God. And I was like, are you guys fucking 21? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, you're fine. Relax. Because we were all 21 at that point. And so I'm sitting in the passenger seat, but I'm immediately sober. Because I'm like, uh-oh. And then she's like, he goes, oh, have you been drinking? She's like, I only had a couple. And I was like, a couple hundred, but okay.
Girl, you were drinking like a fish.
I was like, you drank more than I did.
Her words.
Yeah, she's like, no, I only had a couple. And he's like, okay. He takes her out. And then he takes her back there. And then he starts giving her the test, like the walking in a line, like all that shit. Mm-hmm. I wasn't watching, but I'm assuming she failed miserably because then he breathalyzed her, right? And then she was like over the limit. But I didn't know what was going on. I'm just sitting there and it looks like they're kind of like laughing and kiki.
I was on Instagram.
Yeah, I was again drunk. So I was just like staring out the window. And then she comes back and she goes, and I go, oh, how's it going? Because she looks happy and like fine. She goes, okay, so I'm getting arrested. What I need you to do, take my car, drive it to your house so it doesn't get impounded, and then I'll get it from you tomorrow. I said, girl, are you out of your fucking mind? I'm not doing that shit. She goes, I need you to take it so it doesn't get towed. Okay, love you. She goes, he puts the cuffs on her. Puts her in the fucking car. I was like, oh my God. Like, I was freaking out. I was like, okay, I gotta call an Uber or something. Like, I get out of the car. And so the police officer comes, and he's like, have you been drinking? I go, yeah, I have been. I've been drinking, yeah. And then he was like, okay, well, I don't want to tow the car. So, like, you know, if you want, like, you can drive it. I said, what is this, a test? So I get behind the wheel and then you pull me over. Right. Nice try, buddy.
Not today.
Me still fucked up. Nice try. You're not going to fucking
get
me.
You're not going to do it here today. Fucking bitch. Fucking pig.
And I'm literally like, oh, no, no, no. Like, I'm not doing that. And he was like, it's not a test. Like, he's like, if you want, I can breathalyze you. And if you're over it, then just call a cab and go home. And I was like, okay. So I got out. Why? I don't know. I got out, walk over there. Mind you, I'm like tits pushed up to my chest. Like, yep. I'm literally in this like shortest shorts ever.
Fashion Nova fit.
Yeah, I'm like, officer, nice to meet you. And then he breathalyzes me. Girl, I was 0.01. I said, I hold alcohol like a tank. And then I drove home, drove through the drive-thru of Taco Bell, picked up some food, went home.
You and the homies in the back?
Yeah, and then I called my mom when I got home. I said, you'll never guess what happened to me tonight. And the mom's like, yeah, those are your grandpa's jeans, like my grandpa. Because he can hold liquor like a champ, damn. Bitch.
Did you feel drunk, though?
I thought I did. I mean, I think the adrenaline probably sobered me up more than anything. Real. But I was like, he's like, oh, you're like not even drunk at all. And I was like, you're goddamn fucking right.
You're
I'm not
goddamn right.
You said, hey, thanks, player.
Hey, dap me up.
Hey, right now.
Free the homies.
My girl. Free my girl.
Said, cool. Now, what can I do to get my girl out of the back seat? By the way, she should be president. I love her. She's like, Bestie, I'm getting arrested. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, okay, so I'm getting arrested, but here's what I need you to do. Okay, lock in with me. I need you to take my car so it doesn't get towed. And I was like, I'm fucking
queen. Can you hand me my lip gloss?
No, the cops are like chill. They are arresting me, but they're like being very cool about it.
Yeah, no, they're really cool.
Yeah, and she came to my house the next morning. She was on my doorstep the next morning. She was like, yo, crazy night. Yeah, one would say yeah.
She's like, yo, last night was a misdemeanor.
Last night was a warning.
Last night was a class A felony.
Last night was an MIP.
Well, anyways, we've talked about literally everything except the topic, which is great.
What love was that the topic?
What was the topic?
I didn't even get
the topic.
There. I didn't even get there. Fucking get there. We didn't need it. You literally, when I text you yesterday, you're like, what's the topic, girl? Just kidding. Never mind. We don't need one.
We don't need one.
Forget it.
Don't need one.
Hey, forget about it.
That Cooper story is going to stay with me forever.
That's same way as Leah.
God bless him. That's famo right there.
That's fam. That's gang. That's gang for real.
That's mother. Cooper is mother.
I put two pills in front of Cooper. One's mother, one's cunt. I said choose one.
Choose
he took both.
He popped both. He's off the perks.
There are two pills in front of you. One's mother, one's cunt.
Cooper, do you feel the rush?
I'm like, Alexa, play Rush by Troye Sivan.
What are you wearing? That's poppers, babe.
Poppers.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Well, thank you to comedy geniuses for coming on the pod again.
I love y'all to goddamn death. Same. And I'm serious.
I love you both so much. I could not be more grateful for your friendship.
Fucking same.
Feeling is so mutual.
I love you. Let's never work together again.
This was tough. Personal. We shouldn't. Yeah. I feel bad for everyone in the room. It's upsetting. They had to turn the air on for us. We were sweating.
You put three big girls in a room and not have the fucking air on?
10 more minutes without that mini split running, and it would have smelled like Badoosie.
You would have needed Coop's cologne, for sure. Not even that could have covered the stench.
No, lucky you wouldn't touch what I got brewing.
Butt pussy.
Booty, dick, and pussy. Y'all aren't up.
Butt pussy.
Y'all aren't up.
Oh. Well, that's, you know, my prom date knows all about that. He's metaphorical dildos up his badoosie. He's all up in his own.
I know
pussy.
He's giving some mousy girl hell in the bedroom. I know they waited until marriage and she didn't realize what she signed up for.
Please pick me, please.
I know some bitch in a cardigan goes through war every night. I'm sorry to say, if the temple's rocking, don't come a knocking.
Cardigan and some Tevas.
Yeah, I know. I know he rips those capris off her.
Hair down to her knees.
Period.
That Stanley is clinking around. Damn.
But thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I love y'all.
Oh, love you.
Forever. Love you guys.
The best people in the world.
Hey, let's never do this again.
Let's make a pact. In 10 years, we'll all meet up right back here. Why is everybody laughing?
I'm going to shoot you dead when we finish, so you're not going to make it for 10 years.
The one where they go on Brat TV.
Wait, this is low-key our central perk. Where is Marcel the monkey? Dibs on Fat Monica.
I'll be Fat Joey when he has that one scene where he's fat.
Dibs on Fat Monica. I want to play that beefy bitch.
I like
beefy
to think
beefy bitch.
I like to think I'm Monica or like Rachel or Phoebe, but I'm Gunther.
Yo, bitch, I'm David Schwimmer.
not even Ross. You're David Schwimmer.
I'm David Schwimmer out of drag. not my Ross drag.
Did you guys see the supercut of all the times he said juice during the age OJ movie? No. He goes, your Uncle Juice is a good man. Juice. Because they called OJ the juice.
Yeah, right? The juice.
And there's a
yeah.
supercut of David Schwimmer's character in that saying it 15 million times. It's so fucking funny. He's like, juice. It's like literally every scene.
You're David Schwimmer, but in Madagascar.
Melman. That's two Melman jokes you've made.
Obviously, comedy's my job. My calling and purpose in life.
No, you got Madagascar on the brain.
Last night was a Pixar animated feature.
That's true.
That's a DreamWorks feature, bitch.
FR. Whoa, okay.
Shit, first of all, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was very gracious to come in here.
And be vulnerable with me.
Somebody fly in my gun.
You're like...
Somebody fly in the mother gun.
Thank you guys for coming on the pod. I adore you.
I love y'all.
I love it, y'all.
Thank you all for joining us on this all-star episode. Where can everybody find you? Please promote anything.
I'm on tour, but the shows are all sold out. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, guys.
I'm on Caleb Says Things on the internet. You can find me on there and listen to my new podcast, So True, episodes with both of these two. You've probably already seen it, but check it out.
Yeah, please get those views up because the ad suitability is...
all my ad suitability on YouTube is like just them being like, get a grip.
I am Brittany Broski. I have a podcast called The Broski Report. I have a show called Royal Court that this motherfucker's been on. We have got to get you on it, my brother.
Yeah, a lot of talk.
Yeah, a lot of talk, not a lot of emails.
Yeah, I hear.
Let's get those followers up.
We'll revisit.
Yeah, we'll say when you get those followers up, we can have you on the show.
Let's next quarter.
Yep, yeah, next quarter. Next quarter. Let's see 100K.
Come on.
Let's see that plaque.
Hang in there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, please follow them on everything you probably already fucking do. But thank you all for joining us on this episode. Thank you for watching my brother and sister in Christ. Look at us together.
Seriously, y'all.
The thumbnail.
The fucking iPhones.
Shooting up.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode. Don't forget, new episodes are available every Wednesday. You can stream the audio on all streaming platforms, or you can watch the video exclusively and for free on our favorite platform, Spotify. Thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you to Brittany and Caleb, the funniest people on the internet. And I'll see you next week. Bye.